catch on. This is Mostly True Radio Show with Chris Dawson as your host, and we have a new co-host. I swear, it's like community service. You got it. Mostly True Radio Show. That was Stevie Wonder, house band here at the show. Thanks, Steve. I see you were out. Okay. Well, we have a new co-host. I cannot believe it.
Finally broke me down.
Yes, it took months, but here she is, and I'll have your introduction as hella smart, drop-dead gorgeous, wicked sense of humor. Please welcome Laura Stork.
I see you have a lot in common with Stevie Wonder, including your... eyesight.
Look,
well, thank you.
It.
It's a pleasure to be here.
I said the introduction like you wrote it. Okay.
Believe you said I have a face for radio.
I didn't say it to you.
Oh yeah. Well, gets around. Small island.
Yes. So, what's going on? We want to tell the audience, both of them, what your story, your superhero backstory?
My origin story?
Your origin story, yes.
Grew up in the Bay Area, California. Lived there my whole life in the same house. Moved out to Colorado for school. Was there for almost 20 years.
Wow, it took a long time to get, was it high school or?
What
takes 20 years to get through?
I just happened to stay there after.
Oh, got it.
Never
got
graduated.
It.
No.
You got your BA
exactly,
in carpentry. Yes.
And then, yeah, ended up out here by way of Wisconsin, which I realize is actually out of the way.
Oh, geez, that's a lot of cheese curds. Yeah, they squeak, you know. That's when you know they're good.
Is it Canada or Wisconsin that we're doing right now? It's a slippery slope.
It's a kind of a generic upper...
Cold people.
Cold people accent.
Exactly. Beer drinkers. But yeah, and always wanted to live on Vashon, so I wound up out here. Grew up coming up here as a kid.
That's how I know. Yeah, I can say, what's the... Well, welcome. Thank you. Did you bring any stories for the class?
I did bring some stories for the class. Well, Do I have to go first, or are you...
What do you prefer? You're the guest host.
I mean, I didn't even really want to be here, but...
I don't either. I've been doing it for 9 years, and I don't want to be here.
Okay, all right, and we just do the headlines, right? And we see how this goes.
Well, yeah. You really don't want to ask about... I mean, you can. Let's just play it by ear. Maybe you're different.
Always. All right, I feel like this is a good one to start with because it kind of touches on our origin story.
Okay. What?
That a parliament is a group of owls.
Oh, yes. And that origin story.
This headline is, the owls are not what they seem.
What?
That's all we got.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it. In Arlington.
Oh, in Arlington, Virginia?
Sure.
That is close to the military headquarters, the DOD, the Pentagon. They're probably drones.
They are probably drones.
Uh-huh. A parliament of drones. I like it.
Coincidence?
Well, I got something going with the season.
Okay.
The most popular Halloween candies by every state.
Like we have to guess?
No, I mean, I got a map here that shows.
Wisconsin probably likes candy corn the most.
Candy corn is like scarecrow earwax, okay? It's the worst thing ever.
How do you know? How much earwax are you eating?
I had it reliably analyzed by NASA. Okay, that's what it is. And you're wrong. Wisconsin is M&M's. Not too bad.
Basic.
So, but there is candy corn. Candy corn.
Yeah, which state's rocking candy corn?
Mississippi.
Amazing. Okay.
That's in lieu of healthcare. Just take a couple of these and you'll be good.
Good for them. And you can use them as teeth, you know, so it works.
No soup. Exactly. No soup.
Just melt right out of your face.
Virginia and North Carolina are the only three.
I'm amazed. Three of them. That's impressive.
Yeah.
Now, okay, so what's Washington State's favorite?
This whole region, Washington, Oregon, Idaho, Montana, and North Dakota, all like... Peanut M&Ms. Boy, that's...
Peanut M&Ms are the superior of all the M&Ms. They're number one. They're actually like the only candy where I feel like the spinoff is better than the original. Like peanut M&Ms, way better than regular M&Ms. Sorry, Wisconsin, but...
How many spinoffs can you name?
Well, there's also like mint M&Ms and peanut butter M&Ms.
I was thinking of different candy spinoffs.
Or like Reese's... Peanut butter cups also have Reese's pieces, and they have Take Fives, and they have white chocolate ones, and they have little ones, and they have ones that are like the big cup and dark chocolate. Oh, yeah.
I stand corrected.
Oreo? Oreo has come out in every single
flavor. Oh, that's true. Is it a candy, though?
No, but I digress.
I think it's going to be a lot of that. Digression.
Good, perfect. We'll just drink more of that. California's
Red Vines.
That's crazy. My mom, who lives in California, Red Vines, number one.
Really?
Yeah. I brought her some expired Red Vines that I...
Expired.
Yeah.
Wow.
And she was thrilled.
The love of a child.
I know. Hey, Mom, these were free. I got them out of the garbage can for you. And she was couldn't have been more ecstatic.
They were in the pocket in the seat in front of me on the plane.
To be fair, do Red Vines really go bad?
I mean, they could be 100 years old.
I don't think you would.
There's probably original batches somewhere.
I bet they're still as good. They maybe have a bit more of a crunch or a bit chewier.
Now, Florida is interesting. It's the only state that has this as the favorite candy.
Of course.
Care to hazard a guess?
Almond Joy.
Dum Dums.
Oh, you couldn't have scripted it any better. Good for them. To be fair, Dum Dums are a legit choice.
What?
Yum-dums, they come in so many different flavors. They're little. There's the surprise one. You don't know what it is.
What do you mean it's a surprise one?
There's one where it's like a mystery. It's got like purple question marks all over the outside, so you don't know what the flavor is.
Never was a big dum-dum guy. No, I wasn't a big lollipop guy. Now, I'm kind of a candy freak.
In what sense?
I like all of it.
Okay, except all the lollipops, time. Apparently.
Oh, they're down the list. I mean, I'd eat them. You know,
could... Gun to my head, bye. Pass on the Tootsie Pops.
Now, my favorite.
Oh, yeah, what's number one?
Double salted licorice buttons.
I think you said that. I feel like I remember you
saying
that.
Yes, I think I told you the story. I would go to Pier 1 to get them. Because it's the only place I could find them. They were
World
Dutch.
Market, not Pier 1.
Yeah, that second one you said.
That's the far... Number one.
And every time... that would be the only thing I'd go in for. I'd get the little jar and I'd check out. And every time, the checker's like, have you ever eaten these?
Clearly you don't know. I feel the need to warn you.
Yeah, that's what it was.
These are terrible.
It's like something they had to say. It was on like a little chart in front of...
Right, because I'm sure everybody else who bought them returned them. Like, these have turned. These have clearly gone bad.
It's like putting a battery on your tongue. They are so salty, and I just love them.
I kind of want to try them.
You know what else is good? Growing up, of course, you can't get them anymore.
A battery on your tongue?
No, candy cigarettes.
Oh, yeah, delicious. And I think you can still get them. Places.
Really?
Yes. Cost and Plus World Market. Today's show brought
menthol.
To you by...
also, we had bubblegum cigars. Mm-hmm. And licorice pipes. Do you remember those? And it had little red beads in the bowl that mimicked like the embers of the flame.
Amazing.
It was genius.
I mean,
you know what you smoke as a kid is what you smoke as an adult.
I loved candy cigarettes. I don't remember.
They get so thin and pointy.
Well, and they were like powdery.
Yeah. They're like pixie sticks.
Yeah, they were weird.
But you look
also
cool.
I mean, as a kid, I definitely made lines of pixie dust from a pixie dust stick and snuffed it up like it was, the good stuff. That good.
Whew.
Which there had to have been some movie or something. Like, clearly I saw that referenced in something.
Oh, yeah. I mean, innocent you, of course. Whew. Okay, let's, I did the first one. What do you get? Oh, now you're angry.
Zombie-eyed woman dressed as pig in swimsuit, busted for DUI.
A lot to unpack there.
There is so much to unpack there.
Zombie-eyed
woman dressed as pig in swimsuit, busted for DUI.
Wow. I can't believe someone like that would make a bad choice and drive while drinking.
I feel like this has to be in... the dum-dum stage.
Yeah, it might be. Well, probably Arkansas. Razorbacks, you know.
There is that, too. Razorbacks.
Oh, let's see here. Woman returns from vacation, finds her home demolished.
Ooh.
Yes, like flattened to the ground. She got a call from her neighbor and said, yeah, it wasn't a house she lived in. She owned it. And it was boarded up, but the lawn was always mowed, taxes were always paid on it, everything. And the neighbor says, yeah, there's a guy flattening your house. Do you want that?
I just want to make sure.
Yeah. No, I don't really. Okay, well, enjoy your vacation. See ya. Bye. Click. So the neighbor goes over, and this thing is now just flat. And he says to the guy, are you supposed to be doing that? He says, buzz off. Get out of here. And he says, do you have a permit? Yeah, I got a permit. Could I see it? And the guy unfolds it and he goes, wrong address. Jumps in his truck, drive away, never saw him again.
Well, yeah, obviously. Are you kidding? That's 100% what you do in that situation.
I feel like you've been there before. You're talking like an expert.
Did it say it was a man in this situation? Oh, my gosh. That's horrifying.
Yes.
Did they know what the other address was? Like, did the guy didn't remember what the address was?
They did know the company. I guess they had something on his trucks. And it was like, You tell us, we'll wreck it, or something goofy like
okay,
that.
Okay, yeah, well, apparently not quite. We'll wreck something.
Yeah, exactly. What's in front of us? But they've contacted the businesses. They've never heard back. So she really wants her house back.
Well, I think you got to, like, a lawyer, one would imagine, could make this happen.
I think there's litigation in Wreckett's future.
Whew, rough. That's rough.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, come on.
Well, this is like why you put, when you're going to go get a leg amputated, as one does, on the other leg, not this leg. That's like a common thing
that's just good manners. Do not amputate on it always.
Right. Yes. But please don't take off, because it's shocking how that happens.
I know.
Often enough.
Take the bad one off. That's what both of mine say that.
Take the bad one off. Just so they have to continually bring in experts to see which one is the bad one.
Well, the bad one's covered up, so you got to give them a break. Come on. It's not like Dennis has ever not pulled the right tooth. I'm talking hypothetically.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Beer bottle message from 1955 found inside the wall of a Delaware home. And it says, written on a Gunther beer, "This bottle was put here by the plumber." March 25th, 1955. So plumbing really hasn't changed that much.
Well, it still attracts a certain type.
It's certain. Boozing and connecting pipes. I mean,
I
they just
like
kind of go
attracts,
together.
Though. I mean, I don't think that, I haven't seen plumbers really change much from my youth.
So anyway, that could be
in
a museum
That's
somewhere.
That's a good, you know, I appreciate that. A little time capsule.
It's an Easter egg by the plumber.
Yes, exactly. I've got a good one.
Okay, what you got?
This is actually horrifying. I can't imagine, there had to have been something on this Apple Watch.
What?
Officials find Michigan woman trapped inside toilet over one stinking gadget. A woman, police warned to not attempt to venture inside the containment area if you lose an item in an outhouse toilet. This woman dropped her Apple Watch in an outhouse toilet, lowered her body into it.
What?
To get the got stuck and had to scream out for help, which they then had to call the fire department, who had to take the toilet off and get straps and pull her out.
You know, they just call us Wreck-It dudes. Yeah, just take the outhouse down, man. Wow.
Like, what? What? How?
So.
What kind of blackmail photos were on that phone? Which at that point, they're just, some kind of access
code. I wonder if she got a text, while she was in there, sup? kind of busy. Well, can you imagine the next guy going in there? Oh, there's somebody in there, and I really have to go. So what's the call? What's the etiquette?
Let me out. Are you kidding? If I go into an outhouse and something's screaming to me from the toilet, I'm immediately going to get out of there. Not interested.
That sounds like a Taco Bell scream,
A Taco Bell scream. Hangover black.
I did a story, I think it was on the last show, about some robbery guy. And he's running from police, and he runs into a porta potty,
and
that's where the standoff is.
Oh my god!
And I'm sure the cops are like, "We got all day. Take your time.
Where are you gonna go?
Yeah, where are you gonna go? No fresh water, nothing to eat.
Right? You can't even Shawshank Redemption that because it's a porta potty. You're literally going in. Just there's no way out.
Yeah, that's it.
No way out.
So,
but yes, I cannot imagine. I wouldn't even lower myself into a porta potty to save a baby.
I'm guessing you put the baby there.
Speaking of which, so you know safe haven laws where you can just drop if you can drop your baby off at the hospital or fire department or police station and no questions asked, it's a safe thing to do. So when they first came up with that, they didn't have an age restriction.
And
so people were straight up dropping off 8-year-old, 13-year-old kids. Like, yeah, this is, thank God we were just waiting for this to get passed.
Well, son, here's $5 and a shiny caramel apple. Good luck with life.
Going to the police station.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, we don't want this one, guys.
I think he was switched at birth. Okay, you ready for the 10 oldest jokes known to mankind? You've probably heard them all from me.
I'm ready. Ready as I'll ever be. I never said I was excited. I'm ready.
You know what? They're all kind of dad jokey.
Oh, of course.
Maybe just the oldest one, the very first known joke. Ready?
Okay.
It is from where?
You know, delivery is everything. Comedy.
It's from Samaria.
Okay.
You know, they're known for their stand-up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Let me see here. No, I'm not going to. It's got a kind of an off-color word.
Okay.
It says, something which never occurred since time immemorial. Punchline is, a young woman did not fart in her husband's lap. That's the joke.
The joke is, that's it?
That's the whole joke. That a woman did not
fart in her husband's lap.
Yep. Yep.
That's something that's never happened in time.
Well, I think that's the joke. I think the joke is it happens all the time. Samaria is also known for that.
I mean, I guess fart humor has always been funny.
It has.
It transcends time.
Cultures.
Age, time, cultures.
Yes.
It is actually, I mean, I think that actually probably is true. I bet pretty much everywhere a good, well-timed fart joke.
Well-timed. Yeah.
Or poorly timed. You know, it really depends where we're going with it. Okay. All right. Okay. I mean, obviously there's a little bit that's lost in translation there, but.
But, you know, could be worse.
Yes.
I saw an article, just got the headline. Bradley Cooper, who probably farts, he's wearing a $645 plaid shirt. What is up with the world? There's just too much money in the world if you can do that. Someone sells that.
I mean, it actually was probably made by people who get paid a living wage. That's why it costs that much.
Man, you got to bring everything down, don't you? Jeez.
I mean, you're right. Those thumbless, blind Chinese children that made your shirt need a job, too. It's important. They get employed.
Well, I sent them a thank you note.
They're supporting their entire family.
I went, hey, really? Thumbs up. Oh, sorry. All right, let's play some music.
Okay.
What do you think?
Let's do it.
All right, you wanted boring Sam Cooke.
Are you serious? How dare you?
Well, I'm going to play a song about how a guy met his wife. Okay?
Okay.
And I'm not saying it's not unlike my own experience, but, you know.
You have a wife?
I had a wife. 7 years.
Okay. So doesn't mean you have one now.
Yeah, that's
we'll
true.
We'll bring that up. We'll talk about that after this.
All right, go.
Sitting in a tiny table in a ritzy restaurant, she was staring at her coffee cup. He was trying to keep his courage up by applying blues. Talk was small and they talked at all. They both knew what they wanted. There was no need to talk about it. They were old enough to scope it out and keep it. Said, you don't look like my type, but I guess you'll do. Third rate romance, low rent rendezvous. He said, I'll even tell you that.
that I love you if you want me to. Third rate romance, low rent car and they drove away. He drove to the family inn. She didn't even have to pretend she didn't know what for. Then he went to the desk and made his request while she waited outside. And he came back with the key. She said, give it to me and I'll unlock the door. She kept saying, I've never really done this kind of thing before. Have you? Third rate romance, low rent rendezvous. And he said, yes I have, but only a time or two.
On your way. Moonlight, feels right. Moonlight feels right. We'll lay back and observe the constellations and watch the moon smiling bright. I'll play the radio on southern stations, 'cause southern bells are hail at night. You say you came to Baltimore from Ole Miss, a class of 7-4 gold ring. The eastern moon looks ready for a wet kiss to make the tide rise again. Moonlight feels right. Moonlight feels right.
Couldn't find another good song.
No, and good story.
Oh yeah, well they're all good.
Are they?
Santa Clara deputies arrest a man because he was illegally building a table in a parking lot.
You can't do that, man. Just build a table anywhere.
No, you got to have a permit. You got to have wood. Yeah, it's a whole
screws.
Thing. So they tell the guy.
Joists. I don't know what goes into it.
You don't. Flat stuff. Legs.
Sledgehammer.
Anyway. So they say to the guy, you can't build a table here in the parking lot. You're being trespassed. You got to leave. So he starts puffing up and putting up like a fight. So they arrest him. And they inventory his car because it's going to be towed with a table. Oh, and here's an illegal gun. And here's another gun that's loaded. And now
here's
you got
a head.
Yeah, now you got six felonies instead of a trespassing charge.
Well, what kind of person builds a table?
I don't know. It's
and
called
you know
IKEA.
This is the kind of stuff where the cops are like, really?
Yeah.
Is this what I'm doing?
You know,
you can't build a table here, buddy. I will build it. Like, really? Do we have to? You're going to make me.
I think you put your hand over the body cam and you tase him. Problem solved.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's encourage and you, that kind
of and we burn the table.
Why was he building this table? Did he have a reason?
See, what's the first rule? That was the Mostly True Radio Show.
What?
That would be in the article.
I'm saying, what do you think?
Oh,
could
what do
have
I?
Jeez.
And I thought you were expecting me to read the article.
Like what is so pressing? That he needs this table.
Well, maybe it's dinner time. Like, I got family coming over.
There you go.
Need a table. And IKEA is too expensive. And I lost my
also,
little Allen
fair,
wrench.
IKEA, you do still have to build
you
your
have
own
to build
furniture.
It. Maybe
you
lost the Allen
maybe
wrench.
Maybe it was an IKEA furniture, piece of furniture he was building. No, an IKEA table.
What's IKEA stand for?
in keeping emotional Heiden
Fjarden Fugen
antics.
That's the guy's initials.
Oh.
Yeah, kind of boring, huh?
Also, like, get over yourself. Your meatballs really aren't that good.
In 30 years, this will be something. I'm going to be my initials.
Smörgåsbord. The Swedish Chef is one of the best ones.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Whole crew.
I think their Swedish Chef is now the Prime Minister of Sweden, if I'm not mistaken.
It sounds about right.
Yeah. Woman, why this is new, I don't know. Woman spends 15 years getting revenge on a man who wronged her friend.
Hell yeah. Are you kidding me? I would for sure do way worse to the men that have screwed over my friends than to the men who've screwed me over personally. Mm-hmm. That's like the best friend girl code. That's how
oh,
that is.
I oh. didn't realize oh, there yeah, was no. a girl code.
We're each like each other's bodyguards. That's how that goes. Because sometimes, you know, we make stupid decisions and we can't be trusted.
You
and
know,
we need...
they've never made them around me. That's what my issue is.
What do you mean?
Stupid decisions.
You
know,
did
bad
say
choices.
You were married once.
Okay, well, she wasn't that bright to begin with.
And then all she made is stupid decisions just because it wasn't
she made
unique
one
to the
smart
other
one.
Ones she's
Let's
made.
Get a divorce.
There you go.
She's smartened up.
There you go. Yeah, no, that's Ooh. That's full on part of the girl code.
Okay.
There. Yep. Oh, yeah. I've had friends.
15 like, years, though?
Yeah. No. Oh, yeah. No, I know one guy. He's, yep.
He's it's not been in a room
while,
here,
it's
is
been
he?
A while. No, he's in a whole other country. It's been a while, but whew, I would punch him in the throat so hard if I ever saw him. Yeah.
Well, we could Google him, see. I don't so know. He's got a free stay in Vash on.
Right, there you go. Yeah, come to Vash. We have a troll here now.
That's right. And out you pop.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Oscar the Gnome King. Or no. Bird King, that's who it is. That's what the troll is called.
What?
The troll on yeah, the island yeah. is Oscar, the Bird King.
I didn't know that.
Well, shows how much. What is this show called again? Mostly False?
Mostly True.
Oh, okay. Well, there we go.
Which is only 51%, by the way.
So, see, I was close. So, yeah, 2%.
2%. Mysterious pumpkins appear atop clock tower at college in New Hampshire.
Is that really that? Nothing is mysterious at a college. They have nothing better to do.
And it's been going on since the 70s.
Yeah. Clearly, this is something that all the college kids have passed down the torch.
But if you know what's going to happen, why don't they just put a CCTV up there and say, what? I mean,
well,
you look at
the
picture.
Fun in that?
If you look at the picture, that is really, don't look.
What do you mean? If you look at the picture, but don't do it.
No.
But if you
it is really dangerous. They're up on these spires.
I don't know if you've met many college students, but they don't really seem to have a grasp on their own
mortality. Ah.
Nor are they likely to make smart decisions.
Well, they're in
especially
college.
Especially when it comes around to Halloween.
Your turn.
Oh, okay. All right. I do. I have one.
Oh, you got the third one.
Phillies deny entry to man's emotional support alligator
oh.
into Citizens Bank Park.
Huh. I'm kind of shocked.
A Pennsylvania man struck out in his attempt to bring a 5-foot-long gator to a Philadelphia Phillies baseball game. That would have been pretty awesome.
You know,
not gonna lie.
Reptiles aren't known for their emotions, okay?
As far, I don't know. I had a bond with a caiman, which is like
yeah okay
a mini
they
alligator.
Had a one-way bond. It did not love you back.
No, apparently his owner said that we had a special bond.
Yeah you know, it's like people that own poisonous snakes.
No, but here's the thing, people like okay sharks. I feel like we could lump sharks in with reptiles, and I know they aren't the same, but as far as being emotional.
Yeah,
and
they don't have an emotional IQ.
Emotional and supportive.
They don't have that even part
no,
of the brain.
But the more that they people have relationships with sharks, yeah, there are divers.
It's one way.
No, there is. Ugh. I have seen multiple stories of divers who have removed hooks from sharks' mouths, and the sharks will come back and see them and let them pet them and scratch their heads, and have even brought their friends who have hooks in their mouths to get them taken out. They know them. Was
this on Finding Nemo or something?
Bluey, but whatever. No. It actually, there are two separate things I can think of divers who have no sharks that specifically come to them. They have a relationship with these sharks. They're not, we want to think they're just mindless killing machines. This is like the spiders I was telling you about that. Look at you when you talk to them. Cute little jumping spiders.
Yeah. Well, the limbic system is all that reptiles have, and it is not full of emotion.
You can use your science all you want, but
yeah, the people that have boa constrictors and poisonous snakes, every time they get eaten or before they die from poisonous bite, they always say, "Oh, it's my fault."
Well, to be fair, some people also have lions and tigers and bears that kill them. They have emotions, but you know, they just also have a prey drive.
Yeah,
I think that's two things can be true. They can be emotional and also want to kill
They're not
you.
Emotional. They're reptiles.
I don't believe it. They do. They bond.
They don't bond.
I'm going to send you some footage. It'll change your mind.
You know what? I'm going to send you a reptile. How about that?
Perfect. Are you kidding? I'm the one who had a snake party when I was a kid. Shoot. Rats and fooey. That's right. Yep. The snake guy came, brought a bunch of snakes. We all held him. It was awesome. His iguana tried to escape multiple times.
Was this your late 20s, early 30s?
No, this was when I was like, I don't know, in third or fourth grade. And they had...
Troubled time for
exactly.
you.
Exactly. I was just a weirdo. But they had this guy came to our school and he brought all these snakes. You know, it was an educational thing.
Oh,
it was
at the school?
Well, no, and I thought it was so cool. Oh. When my mom asked me what I wanted to do for my birthday, I was like, I want that guy. I'm pretty sure I had his card. I was like, I'm ready. Let's do this. Here you go, Mom. This is what I want. And she did. And she was like, this is the most hilarious thing ever. It's a bunch of third grade little girls with these enormous boa constrictors.
This is my first kid's party. How does this work?
Right? I've always, you know, broken the mold. For my bachelorette party, I went to a firing range. And they definitely were like, this is the first.
But your husband's like, what?
First one. Right. This is good. Right? Who knows what our targets were?
The guy's down under, whatever. You got to get a 9mm out.
You can just say no. I don't.
Tattooed guy, he calls himself a human Satan, has three fingers removed to turn his hands into claws. He has also had horns implanted into his skull. Okay. He's had his nose clipped, his eyes tattooed, all his teeth are gray spikes, and his ears removed. And tattooed. His entire body's different color.
Well, yeah. Okay. Obviously.
Was this your guy?
Yeah. How did you know? That's it.
He didn't. This is the guy you took revenge on. Guy, gotcha.
Well, yeah, how do you think he ended up so psychologically scarred?
Yeah, I got to disguise myself.
You messed with someone's best friend. Oh, you think his mom is okay with the devil?
Well, I don't know. She's probably, I don't know, Methodist or something weird.
But there are people who, like, I've seen people who, like, can screw in whiskers.
Yes, that guy, the cat guy.
Face. Yeah, to look like a cat.
He got his teeth all filed down.
Yeah.
Like, who does, like, who cut off his fingers? Like, who's the guy that does that?
Right. I, yeah.
I mean, it's not like, you know, St. Jude's Hospital. Oh, you need your finger cut off. Come on in.
Well, right. I mean, they can't just kind of do that in case.
No, it's malpractice.
Right. You mean you need to have a reason to just chop someone's finger off?
He said the guy had cash.
Okay, but what's...
Had lousy insurance.
What's the deal for cosmetic surgery? You know, like, they hack things off and make things... look a different way it, it just is, to
it
look
is,
that
it
way.
It is all aesthetic, yes.
Well, I'm just saying, in some way, the Catman, it is all cosmetic. But what are the malpractice?
All of humanity can agree is cutting off fingers is not really, unless they're gangrenous.
I was just about to say, except there's the one, I hear an exception coming up. Except for the part where they're about to kill you. Stuck in a trap. You got to serve some finger sandwiches somewhere.
Knuckle sandwich, maybe.
Okay.
Today is International Swallows Day.
I thought we had to keep this PG.
It's the bird.
Oh, okay. Like barn?
From San Juan Capistrano.
Oh, the swallows of
which I lived very close to when I lived in California. In fact, you may know about this bar. Between my house and the Swallows place, that's where they filmed Heartbreak Ridge, that really crappy movie, was a bar called Mugs Away. Have you ever heard of this place?
No.
So they're famous internationally. It's a real just dive bar.
Okay.
But right outside the back of the bar is the railroad track for Amtrak.
Okay.
So what the bar does... as some kind of public service, is all the patrons go out on the back platform and shoot moons at the Amtrak.
Like
so all the commuters, bare butts, they all lean over, bare their butts to Amtrak. And that, I never partook of that particular.
You seem to know a lot about it.
Yeah, well, it's I used to go there. In fact, I went there and I saw my very first tattoo.
Are you sure they're mooning Amtrak?
Yeah, well, it was the cargo
where
train.
You saw your very first tattoo?
Close up. Right?
Okay.
So I went in with a couple of buddies and the bartender.
How old were you?
I was in the service. What was that? 25?
You didn't see anyone in the service who had tattoos?
Close up.
Are you talking about like intimately?
Almost.
Okay. What base did you get to, dude?
I got the El Toro Marine Corps Air Station base. That was about it. But well, going over to my buddies, and they're saying that they know her, and they say, "Hey, show Chris your tattoo." Without hesitation, she lifts up her shirt, bare boobies, and there is a hummingbird tattooed on her breast.
Okay.
And the end of the very long beak.
Oh, okay.
Ends. At her
nip.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
That had to really hurt.
Wow.
You don't know?
I don't know if that'd be as bad as you think. I think there's worse places.
I'll take your word on that. Wow. Well, I'm never going to find out. Like, never mind.
I know of a guy who has his nipples pierced.
Yeah, I've seen that. well, a friend told me about it. On the internet.
Yeah.
I don't get that. Like, what's the appeal to either gender?
Having a pierced nipple?
Yeah.
What's the appeal of having anything pierced? If you really get down to it.
Hey, I'm with you on this. But, we should probably move on.
What's the appeal of having a hummingbird there either? I mean, I think it's just to draw attention. I don't know.
Like, I wasn't going to look anyway. Pull your shirt up?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Anyway, it was a cool bird.
Great story. It was a cool bird. And that's as close as you got.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I went outside and took my pants down. But the train wasn't coming by.
Well, obviously not.
You know what else today is?
What?
Maybe I shouldn't even tell you.
Oh, God.
Slap your annoying coworker day.
Oh. Do we have to pick just one?
Who's the namer of these days?
Well, also, right? Like, is this even...
I don't know. I don't know who makes it official.
Do you just need to have enough clout? Like, do you just need to promote a website, it enough? Do we hashtag stuff anymore? I don't know. Sure. Whatever.
Oh, that reminds me. You know, Teslas have a creep mode?
Yeah.
What does that do? It make you turn into Elon or what? What does it do?
I think it's like super quiet. You can't hear anything. So you can sneak up behind somebody before taking them out.
Okay, here's what I think it is.
A Radiohead song?
No.
A TLC song?
You know, on a gasoline car, mm-hmm. and you take your foot off the brake, mm-hmm. and it creeps forward if you've got an automatic.
Right.
I think that's what it does in the electric car.
I think it also does it. Well, no one can hear you coming.
Well, they're silent anyway, right?
Yeah, about that. Well, sometimes they make noise. I don't know.
It's the tires that make the noise.
It's the tires that make the noise. It's the body hitting the windshield that makes the noise.
That's the creep mode.
You Exactly. There we go. See, I don't need a Tesla to get into creep mode. I can do that all on my own, baby.
That's when you're going beside somebody walking on the sidewalk. That's the creep mode.
Exactly.
killed or maimed by a product? The Montana legislature says, good luck with that. They have gutted the liability laws for manufacturers of products in Montana.
You know what?
What?
As someone who has been to Montana every summer my whole life, pretty much, I can say that tracks.
Okay. I thought you were going to say, well, yeah, you know, big business doesn't have enough breaks in the world. Let's give them one more.
I mean, I do think like the litigiousness, is that a word?
Sure it is.
Sure. In Montana it is. It is ridiculous, but that's the most Montana stuff I've ever heard.
Here's what's weird. The way the law reads is the statute of limitations is 10 years from when the product was brought onto the market.
Okay.
So you buy your backhoe.
Right.
10 years later, and it cuts your foot off, and you sue them the next day. Hey, too bad, pal. That was introduced 10 years ago, and the product liabilities run out.
But also, it's a backhoe. Like, you're going to lose a foot, probably. So my mom's the old youngest of seven, only one not born in Montana. We used to go up to Montana every summer.
I have cousins that are ranchers in Montana. Yeah.
And we used to volunteer and ranch for them, like help them swath and bale hay in the summer.
Yeah.
You know, that's what you want to do on your time off. And
you keep hitting the table and it's going thong.
Sorry, you're making weird gestures over there. anyway, our cousins, in a way to, you know, warn us of the dangers of farm work and ranch work, which it is like the most dangerous job. Those people lose limbs and fingers all the time. Told us horror stories to really put the fear of God into us. Make sure you always turn the machine off before you go to unclog it. And they're talking about the baler, which, you know, picks up the cut hay and puts it into nice little hay bales. They had a friend whose son went to unclog the baler before turning it off, and it ripped both his arms off. He had to walk down to the house and dial 911 with a pencil in his mouth.
What?
Lived.
What? Lived, really?
Lived, but no arms.
Yep. Wow.
And you know that kid probably tells that story and thinks it's hilarious now. Like, that's my experience of Montana.
Did they, what happened to the bale of hay? I mean, did it have an arm in it now?
Well, actually, I mean, we build up like baby deer and skunks and that birds happened to me. And mice and stuff. Like, they get in there. It's really sad and upsetting. I bet the cows just loved it. Tables have turned, my friend.
I feel like a carnivore today. I worked on a pig farm for a summer in Kansas. And that's what we did, was bale hay, usually for other farmers. And one of them would, the bales were in the field, and we were picking them up and put them on a truck. And I picked one up, and I threw it back to the guy stacking them, and they started freaking out. And there was a rattlesnake in the binding of the...
Yeah, they just sneak in there.
Yeah.
Whew. Yep. Well, cool.
Times.
So, yeah, always turn a machine off before you stick your arms in it.
That's good policy, I think, for almost any machine.
Almost anything, especially garbage disposals.
Garbage disposals, yep. Anything with radiation. Yeah.
Boat motor.
Props.
Anything with radiation. Prop work. Yep. You want to make sure to turn that fan off before you shove your arm right in there.
Well, I guess this is the end of the show.
This is it?
It's an hour.
What?
You got any more stories?
I had one more. U.S. Customs officials seized giraffe feces from woman at Minnesota airport. Apparently, she was going to use it to make jewelry. I'm not even joking. This is real. Well, I don't know if it's real. Found it on the internet. God only knows.
So her arm was in a giraffe, apparently.
Right? Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I guess you don't have to do that to really harvest it.
Yeah. Well, if you want to get the good stuff.
Right. I mean, the fresh stuff. I don't know. I don't know what the technique is. I don't know what the jewelry looks like.
There are giraffes in Minnesota?
That's another interesting question.
She flew from God knows where.
Anything you'd like to check? Just for their giraffes.
Anything you want to check? Yeah. I really want to check this.
Well, and it looks like there was a picture of it with a seashell. Like she was trying to mask it as being...
Oh, that's seashell poop.
Right? There we go. There's just a bunch of seashells. Why would
that be illegal?
Well, right. Yeah. I mean, because it's gross. I don't know. Can you not transport poop?
I think you can transport poop, but not the animal produced it.
I hope she asked, I'm sorry, but are you the poop police? I didn't realize.
Oh, you give a...
The poop police were here.
TSA, keeping us safe.
Yep.
Yeah, I knew, not her personally, but I read a story about a lady that made art out of moose poop. You know, she'd shellac it, and I guess they're nuggety, and she'd build like little...
I feel like we're throwing that word art around really loosely. She'd shellac it.
Kind of holistic folk art. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Homie.
Nutty.
Nutty.
Cool. All right. Well, this wasn't as painful as I thought.
Oh, well.
I know. High praise indeed. All right.
Wow.
Oh, sorry. Got to stop doing that. Oh, okay. Now I hear it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So did they. Yeah. Yeah. All right, Vashon, that's our show. Laura, thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Chris.
You are
Stapleton.
Welcome to come back anytime. No, and she's not welcome.
Try and stop me.
And we will see you next week.
Hear you.
Yay.
Yeah. Yay.
Say
all
goodbye.
Right. Yes, goodbye. This is lovely. Oh, we forgot to say
Go ahead, shout out to Kolvos. Yes, Kolvos for the wonderful beers we are enjoying.
Libations. And apparently, I'm not prepared. There's going to be the Witches Stand Up Paddleboard. Did she say what day it was? Do we remember?
No.
Okay. You can buy shirts. The donations go to
Dove
and the Donnelly Foundation.
Yeah.
I did research and knew what this was, but now it's disappeared on my phone. So we just did a great job. Can we edit this out?
Nope.
Great. Cool. All right. Well done. See, I do this. I'll be better next time.
I'll do better next time. All right, goodbye, Vashon.